It's the Market Day edition of the Country Viewpoint here on Flow FM, and it's great to welcome Australian Chicken Growers Council CEO Dr. Joe Sillance back to the show for a look at the poultry sector. Dr. Sillance, the nasty H5N1 strain of avian influenza has been bubbling away in the background. We haven't spoken about it for a little while, but a pretty major and sad development recently. The first direct human death from H5N1 has been recorded. What sort of alarm bells does this ring for the poultry industry?
Yeah, good day, everybody. The alarm bells have been ringing for the poultry industry ever since H5N1 was detected, and that's why we're going through all these processes of improving biosecurity. The H5N1 that's currently in Antarctica is spreading across the Antarctic mainland in wild animals, but probably more concerning is that we've got a human death from H5N1 in a three-year-old girl who was otherwise healthy, and they don't know how she got the virus. And the reason that's of concern is we've had some transmission to humans, and it's either made them sick or in one other case die. But the thing that's frightening everybody is the potential for human-to-human spread. And if the virus works out how to do that, then you've got a potential human outbreak on your hands, which would be quite hard to stop. That's another reason to not let H5N1 into the country. And it's another reason to get rid of any other strains of flu that are in commercial birds, because then we've got a better chance of detecting the nasty one. But yeah, this is a really interesting virus. It mixes and matches, and it's breaking all the virus rules. It's jumping from species to species. It's working out how to transmit between species. It's working out how to transmit within species. So, yeah, it's a really interesting virus from that perspective, and, you know, someday someone will make a horror movie about it.
It's a very sad situation seeing the death of a toddler due to H5N1, and hopefully we don't see any more, and I'm sure you'll keep us updated if there are any more developments anytime soon. Pivoting to some politics, Dr. Sillance, US President Donald Trump, he was handing out tariffs like Oprah Winfrey hands out free cars. You get a tariff, everybody gets a tariff, literally everybody. He's delayed them now, but the retaliatory tariffs with China are continuously escalating. First of all, this has created some homeless chickens, and I'm hoping you can tell us a bit about them, because it sounds like a bizarre situation. But also, what does this trade war between those countries mean for Australia's poultry industry?
Start with the back end first. Australia does allow imports of US poultry, but it has to be cooked because of a nasty strain of a disease that we don't have in Australia. And it would decimate our poultry if it got in, because our chooks aren't used to it. So when the US says, you know, you don't allow poultry into Australia, yeah, we actually do. It's just we have some conditions on that, which are not unreasonable. However, the USA is one of the top two poultry exporters in the world. And a good chunk of that export goes to China. So in amongst all of the discussions about, you know, percentage here and percentage there, China put out a notification saying that they were considering blocking any importation of American chicken, which would leave the world trade awash with lots of chickens with sort of no homes to go to, which is part of the reason why America's threatening Australia. And, you know, that produces a very interesting little mental cartoon of all these chooks floating about in the Antarctic Ocean looking for a home. But there's a serious side to that is, you know, what are they going to do with all this excess chicken? Either with high tariffs or a complete ban on importation. And we know that China is okay with complete bans. I mean, they've done it before, they can do it again.
Very interesting situation unfolding there, not just for the poultry industry, but for dozens of various industries with the trade war going on between America and China. Dr. Sillance, thank you very much for those updates. Great having you on the show each week. We look forward to having you back next week. Have a great week until then.
Thanks. See you later.